What's the perfect gift this holiday season? What everyone wants but rarely gets, a great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest and most comfortable sheets. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you at bollandbranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. There's a reason our sheets have tons of five-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. We know you will, too. That's why we let you sleep on them risk-free for a month. They arrive beautifully packaged in our signature gift box. Giving a thoughtful gift has never been easier. And right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off, plus free shipping at bollandbranch.com. Promo code LINENS, bollandbranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Hi, this is Billy with the Diamond Air in St. Charles. And gentlemen, if you are ready to get romantic with your lady this
Guess
summer.
Guess what, Billy?
What?
I'm pregnant.
Whoa, boy.
Yep, it's a Chicago Championship baby boom, and we are part of it.
Well, what does this mean?
It means it's time to start thinking about a push gift.
Well, what's a push gift?
You know, when your partner has your child, and you thank her with something special.
Oh, I think I get it. Is it like, you're my loving wife, I'm the slob husband. Thank you for putting up with me and suffering the pain of giving birth to my baby. And by the way, I want you to like me again.
Yeah, close enough.
Makes sense, but what does a guy get for his expecting mama?
Well, maybe remind her how special she is to you. I mean, what woman wouldn't love a pair of diamond solitaire earrings? Or maybe something meaningful for the both of you, such as a birthstone ring honoring the month your baby is born. Go with a gift that will last for generations.
Going on two generations now, with the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less, because remember, gentlemen,
aww,
size does matter.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSER and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon, it's 1 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves return home Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is calendar night, presented by Rose Pest Solutions with a free post-game skate, and Family Sunday features a free Museum of Science and Industry kid ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Miami Marlins fire sale continues at the winter meetings as they have now dealt outfielder Marcell Ozuna to St. Louis. In return, the Cardinals will give up a package of prospects. Elsewhere, these are also done deals today at the winter meetings. Colorado gives out multi-year deals to pitchers Jake McGee and Brian Shaw, and they're closing in on re-signing closer Greg Holland. The Mets are giving a two-year $14 million deal to pitcher Anthony Swarzak. Minnesota signs pitcher Michael Pineda to a two-year deal, and the word is that the Cubs are talking to the Indians about pitcher Danny Salazar. Pro basketball, it's the Bulls and the Jazz at the United Center tonight, and here's Nico Mirotic on why he's playing well alongside Bobby Portis.
Because we have to play well. We every day we are trying to be better. We are, you know, I don't know, we just trying to make it simple, do our job. I'm doing my job, he's doing his job, and right now I think when we are both on the court, it seems the team is playing well.
And the Bulls have won three in a row. The football postgame show on The Score being presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit inspiresleep.com. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This transition is brought to you by Webb Ford. For a great deal on Fords in Chicago, visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana.
How do?
Thank you, David Schuster, for your updates and your Longwood information. Thank you to Joe Ostrowski before that, who had updates and no Longwood information. He did an inferior job today. Thank you to our guests on the show, Bruce Levine, Terrell Davis, Michael Irvin, and Joel Corey. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp are the fine producers of the show. Ray Diaz does good work, and Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow is Thursday. Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus and Paul Charchian here in the midst of fantasy football playoffs. And there will be more tomorrow. Play Pick a Player tomorrow.
That's
as
right.
Well.
And stories from a rockin' holiday party
Oh,
that we'll all be
man.
Attending tonight.
What about Can't Do It? You want to squeeze in a Can't Do It tomorrow? You just want to hold it and do
nah.
It next week?
My Christmas present to you, my Hanukkah present. We'll just push it back to next week.
Yeah, happy Hanukkah, everybody. Hope you had a good first night.
It was pretty awesome at my house. Ruben was really into it. He loved gambling with the dreidels. He loved presents. He loved fire.
The family next door.
Yeah, get rid of everything.
Hey, the dreidels came over.
I remember when they gave us
dry and ready.
They gave us one of those when I was in like, we moved that to 89, 90. So it was fifth or sixth grade or something like that.
Uh-huh. School gave you a dreidel?
Yeah, we were learning about other cultures.
Sure.
So everybody gets a dreidel. And I'm like, Mom, I'm like, yo, they gave me a top today that apparently if I spin it, I could be Jewish. She was like, Jason's
not supposed to tell anyone that.
Right, it's the secret.
That's the secret.
And you came home, you spun it, and your foreskin fell right off.
Just fell. Lost 3 inches too.
Yeah.
Or height.
Just immediately it falls off. I was trying to explain to Danny, who is somehow less Jewish than anybody who works here.
Even you.
I was about to say.
No, he's Jason. He's less Jewish than you. I was explaining. Maybe not. But the incredibly
did clean up for a Jewish guy.
So the incredibly minor miracle of Hanukkah. It's a really unimpressive miracle.
People got mad at me when I said that the other day.
It's not just the whole holiday.
It's kind of a minor military victory. It's like, okay.
I'm embarrassed.
The Greco-Syrians or whatever they were.
It's made a big deal so we can compete with Christmas. And we're going to lose. We're still losing.
It's just nowhere near as cool as Christmas.
No, of course not.
It sucks. No, this is the comparison that was made. It was like a White Sox fan when the Cubs win the World Series. It's like, you had your parade and the other one's just better.
Yeah,
it just is.
So just taking L's for hundreds of years.
Their thing is just better than thing, but
You know what? You look around at the number of column inches in this town about Christmas versus about Hanukkah.
Equal time.
Songs are better. Everything.
Everything's better. More presents. Yeah. More family. Better food.
8 days though. 8 days.
That's
and
the thing,
that's,
man.
That's a trick. It's a marketing.
Yeah,
but
if you get
one gift a day, that's a haul.
I got 48 gifts as a kid.
But they don't give you the same quality of gift every day?
After one session?
No, over Hanukkah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
After youngest of five, six other people in the family.
Gifts?
One present from everybody every night. I got 48 gifts. Worst gift I ever got? A piece of gum. Bubble yum. One piece of bubble yum.
Bubble yum was the truth.
So a guy just dug in his pocket like, here you go.
Sister went into her bedroom and was like, here you go.
I was trying to explain to my kids.
One year, I got one sock on one night, and I got the other sock on the next.
Back in my day. So, like, in first grade, you remember when the bubblegum wars sort of started.
Dude, Bubblicious.
Bubblicious, Bubblegum, and then Hubba Bubba.
Which
had a wintergreen flavor that was the best of any bubblegum. It was such a huge deal, though.
Shut your dirty whore bubblegum mouth.
What is going on here?
It's the
wintergreen Hubba Bubba.
Tropical Punch. Bubblegum, Tropical Punch.
Bubblegum Grape.
Yeah. Let's talk.
Three chews, and then you just got
out of flavor.
Gone.
Yeah,
exactly.
But Jason, those chews.
Oh, stupendous.
I like the chews. I've worked for some my whole life.
It's good for the chews.
Listen, I already know what kind of day this is going to be.
Yeah.
Like, this is one of those ones like, hey, guys, let's see how funny you are. Because it's a slow news day.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, not a lot happened last night if you're not into national NBA games or
a big Kristaps Porzingis fan.
Oh, I was sitting there. No pants.
Blasting Chameleon Air.
Oh, my God.
Ready for triple overtime.
Oh, dude, every bounce of the basketball happened in my house last night. But if you're not a hockey fan, you know, today's the day where you're like, all right, fellas, entertain me. And there's some things out there. LeVar Ball actually did a more human interview in a more comfortable setting with the Breakfast Club on Power 105.1 in New York. Some things
after getting quite a bit of screen time during that game last night. Like every time Lonzo made a play,
he stood up. Yeah, you know what's up. Like,
you know,
he's like, "Where's my camera? He's like, "Where's my camera?" Yeah. Oh, right there. Yeah,
good for you.
No, but he talked about his relationship with his wife, and you know, everybody knows that she had a stroke, and how you know the for better or for worse thing. I think it was shining the entire second half of that interview, and how he's raised his boys, and some of the stupid things that he's done. And the stupid things that his LiAngelo just did. I think it was like one of those moments where he got into a setting where he didn't have to be selling everything at all times. And it was It was a good human look for him, I think, in that interview.
Yeah, I find he enrages me sometimes with some of the parenting choices, but I understand that he's done a ton of good for his kids too. Obviously,
and it strikes me as being motivated mostly by love, even the self promotion stuff.
That's what it is.
But pulling your kid out of a possible 4-year free ride education, sending him to Lithuania when he's not going to be an NBA caliber dude, strikes me as not necessarily doing the best for your son.
It's funny, my wife and I, when the kids were very little, and you know, you learn how to parent just by the seat of your pants, because there's no textbook, and we'd see somebody else make a decision and be like, eh, and you have to remind yourself through gritted teeth,
it's not my kid.
Different parenting styles.
Yep. Sure,
there are different parenting styles.
They're raising different boys in a different climate.
There's no right way to do it.
That's for sure.
There's whatever he's doing. I wish him luck. And I don't know if this is part of a reality TV bit or he's already sold.
Have you seen any of the
show? Of which show?
Was it Ball in the Family or
Growing Up? I have not.
Is it even airing?
It's Facebook episodes. Yeah, I thought they've already happened, if I'm not mistaken.
But is that part of the Lithuania thing? Is that they're gonna now the Lithuania shows?
From what I've gathered, he is a lot more reserved when the cameras aren't rolling, and he just, you know, because his wife is, you know, your old lady's your old lady, so you can do what we do in here for 4 hours. It's kind of who we are. But it's not who we are all the time.
It's an accentuated version.
Exactly.
Can't be. Nobody could be around us if we were elected all the time.
So I think that
I'm happy for the 4 hours.
I'm living proof of that.
No doubt. No, and every other Friday. Yeah. No doubt. But I think, you know, he's talked about how his parenting style, like you just mentioned, his wife has never had to send his sons to him like, oh, you're gonna be upset when your dad get home, you know, or I'm gonna tell your daddy, that kind of thing, because he always told her, hey, these are your boys. You know, you got to show them the love and the hard hand when things are necessary, the discipline that's necessary before somebody outside shows them. I know a lot of people are already in their corners. Like, I have some issues with some of the things he's done, and I also think that some of the things he's done have been very beneficial if you look at it from a long view.
Yeah, I don't think that
for him and that brand. But yeah. I think there are a lot of people who are parked in either camp. So it won't.
Nothing will
materialize if you do see him in a more human light.
Well, some of the stuff is indefensible. So like, if you are blindly every single thing LeVar Ball has done publicly is correct.
With a PR person that works with him because of that,
that's ridiculous.
I tell this person probably once a week that wasn't a good move. You know, you weren't helping.
And if you're getting a check from the Ball family, then it is your job to defend.
Yeah, but you want to keep those checks going though.
Well, right, but I'm saying
you want to make sure that his brand is long lasting. Jay-Z did an interview with the New York Times, and he said, "I play the forever game. I play the long game. I don't play the right now game, because the right now game is exactly that." I feel as if the lack of media training and some of the other things are cute for a little bit, but it feels like the right now game, and it doesn't feel like the forever game. And yeah, I'm all for you going up against the big boy saying, "Screw you. I'm going to control my brand." You know, he talked about some of the money that was offered to him by these shoe companies, and he talked about some other dudes' deals as well, where I was like, yo, I can't believe he's saying this.
Jay sharing stuff.
Yeah, well, he mentioned an NBA player who had a $20 million deal first 3 years of his contract, and then that NBA player got a $200 million deal after the 3 years. That NBA player found out that they made $150 million off his contract in the first 3 years. So that's $130 that didn't go into his pocket. So LeVar has seen this for a very long time, and being where he's from, he said, you know what? I got three dudes that, you know, one of them might hit it, and that one may be Lonzo. We're going to control this as a family. So I'm all for that part of it. I'm all, because far too many times we have shouted down visionaries, and I'm not going to, you know, whatever you want to call them. Far too many times people have been shouted down for you only to jump on their train when it got good. Like, that happened, like, I'm sure somebody told Ralph Lauren, you know, from the fashion houses before him, hey, you might want to go with these dudes, or you might want to, no, you cut your own path. And the mistakes that he's made are right there for us to see every single time
His kids better be damn good.
They're not, though. He's got one.
His one kid is
one kid's.
Good. Yeah. His Lonzo Ball is a player. Yeah. He's a player. He's the scrutiny that that has come upon him because of his father. Yeah, this kid is damn near averaging a triple-double in his first 25 games in the NBA without having a shot.
Don't get hung up on his broke jump shot, because you watch him defensively, and just his court vision, especially,
yeah, he's a good player.
Especially off live ball turnovers and seeing the floor, always looking down the court, and it's he's
got people are still going to care about the veteran Ball stuff. Family in 5 years. They've got to stay interesting and reinvent themselves and be good. And I think one of those younger brothers hopefully would be relevant for them. For me, you still care about the Ball family in 5 years.
If LeVar Ball was quiet, how would you feel about the way he's handled things?
You wouldn't know about him.
Sure you would. Sure you would. If we find out, dude, in this day and age?
If he was, yeah, but,
are you serious?
But
who are the other two kids that were arrested
without his
in China?
Volume.
The other two kids arrested in China.
Jalen Hands.
The point is that you don't really everyone for the most part knows that it's LiAngelo, right? Just because of his dad,
because of his brother too. If he was quiet though, listen. If he was quiet, you know about Lonzo, and then you know about LaMelo and LiAngelo because of Lonzo, right? So
yeah,
no?
Maybe.
What do you mean maybe?
I'm just saying maybe. If LeVar Ball is the bullhorn, he's
so you're saying you wouldn't know about LaMelo Ball and LiAngelo Ball if Lonzo Ball if LeVar Ball was quiet.
Well, I don't think most people would know.
LiAngelo,
I think some hardcore basketball fans
would. So you wouldn't know about three brothers that are on course to go to the same school and all of them having top 20 rankings?
But LiAngelo wouldn't
know about him.
But the average sports fan, I'm saying, I would, because I follow basketball more closely than some people do. But I think the average sports fan is LeVar is the bullhorn.
LiAngelo wouldn't be on morning radio with an opportunity to say, well, those guys were stealing, and then I took stuff after.
Because, Jay, what's the more recognizable name? Lonzo Ball or LeVar Ball?
I think Ball.
I think it's, but okay, fine. But it
actually, that was tracked. I saw that last week, the most tweeted words over the last, like, 7-8 months, and LeVar and Lonzo were in the top seven.
Right, I saw that Lonzo Ball for like rookies coming in had more internet traction than number one picks in years past.
Obviously, his father has impacted the scope in which we talk about him. But what I'm saying, if he was quiet, and I also think that some of this is because his sons have zero personality. Some of it is that.
Sure.
I mean, even in this interview,
so he has to be the spokesperson.
Even in this interview in New York. You know, you could tell, one, he kept nudging LaMelo because LaMelo was sitting there being a 16-year-old kid, and it's like, yo, you're on the stage, you gotta at least look interested. This is an interview.
See, and I look at LaMelo, and I'm like, wait a minute, he's smiling at least. He's got
something. Did you see the interview?
No, I didn't see that one, but I've seen him smile before.
Yeah, well, he's always smiling. That kid's a weirdo. But LiAngelo is like a deer in headlights. Like, Charlamagne is asking him questions. I mean, Charlamagne just stopped. He said, I'm done with you. I'm going to go back to your father. Because you could tell that they are three young men. One, I do appreciate the fact that they respect the hell out of their father. And say what you want. Having that kind of reverence for your dad, I think there's something to be said about that. Where I trust that what this man has done for me and will do for me is the right thing, whether you agree with it or not. Because far too often we see these awful stories about these kids who you know, divorce their parents or get rid of their parents, right, and hate their parents and disrespect their parents. He says that he trains a bunch of kids in Chino Hills, and Chino Hills isn't a place where, it's a very diverse area at all. He trains a lot of kids because that now people are sending their kids to him, and he'll have kids who will tell their mothers and fathers, shut up, or this, that, and the other in front of him. He says, oh, no, that doesn't, if you're going to train with me, you will respect your parents in here, those kinds of things. So I think if you're already in line of hating him, then you're going to stay in that lane. And if you're in that lane that everything is great, then you're going to stay in that lane as well. I think there is a middle ground on more than enough of the stuff that he gives us.
There's a lot of it that's been interesting to me, but he's getting to the point where he's playing the same note too often, and there's a tune-out factor that's coming that I am absolutely down for the conversation of, is Lonzo Ball good? I am very interested in the conversation. Right, and how good can he be, and how good are the younger brothers?
But isn't that on us, though? You can have that conversation anytime, right?
Well, no, I understand that, but I'm saying from LeVar Ball and how interested I am in what he has to say, that interest is waning.
I can dig it. Oh, no, no,
you know what I mean?
No,
he's going to be relevant for the next 20 years of these kids' careers and as it plays out.
I don't even think he will, though. I don't.
I don't know if he has that many notes to play. Like,
I only think he's got one career here. I don't think there are two more careers to be had.
Oh, no. Yeah, I also agree with that. I don't think that the other two are NBA players just as yet. LaMelo is the hope, and he did hit a little growth spurt because they were worried about that. But now he's going to be going up against grown men, and he's going to be around a different life,
he's
a different
16.
Culture.
16.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just find less interesting with 16. Him not at UCLA.
Yeah,
I find it much less interesting with the kids not at UCLA
because you can't see him.
Yeah.
No, that's true. You know what I mean?
You can't see them. They're not going to be playing at the same college. You're not going to be able to compare all their games together. It strikes me as ridiculous that a 16-year-old will be able to compete against grown-ass men.
That happens all the time.
Does that mean he loses amateurism,
16-year-olds,
of course.
16-year-olds
done with college. Some kids like Brandon Jennings
to college, he just can't play basketball.
I mean, Peja Stojakovic was playing when he was 15. And Dirk Nowitzki was playing when he was 16.
Powell started at a very young age, too.
So the whole age thing, that happens.
Over there.
Yeah, it does happen. But, yeah, I mean, some people want me to hate him, and some people want me to say everything he does is great, and I can't be on, just like any political conversation. I feel like if you align yourself with one side of everything, then you're probably doing yourself a disservice anyway. So, But this was the first interview in a while, and I think it was because of the setting that he came off as, somebody's dad, more so than, like you said, the dude with the bullhorn.
What do you guys got today?
We are going to talk a little bit. Speaking of the Lakers, Roland Lazenby, perhaps the foremost basketball biographer, has a book coming out, Showboat, The Life of Kobe Bryant, and it is timed up as Kobe gets his numbers retired on December 18th. Roland Lazenby, he was
Blood
around...
Blood on the Horns?
The Jordan book was
great. He was around the Bulls when I was covering the team. He wrote Michael Jordan, The Life in 2014.
Didn't he write Blood on the Horns?
So we're going to talk to him about that, because really, Kobe is, at least the way I look at it, if you trace the basketball superstar evolution, there is no Kobe without Michael. Just because of his game, his style, his demeanor. So I think Roland Lazenby is just going to be a font of perspective and information about how one superstar can help beget another. Anthony Herron is going to join us a little early at 3:20. We'll do In Other News at 4. We had to move Hub because of travel issues. So we're going to do Wednesday, Thursday. He is ours today at 5 o'clock. And then it's on at 5:30.
Yeah.
Sounds good, gentlemen. Have a good show. It's Bernstein and Goff.
Enjoy.
Oh.
The holiday party, fellas. All three.
Oh, it's going to be great.
We ran so far away.
I got my drink tickets.
All night and day.
I got my drink tickets.
Yeah.
I hear the secrets that you keep, Jason.
Don't do that.
When you're talking in your sleep.
Yeah, but that's what I like about
lyrics.
Him.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough. Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
New White Sox ambassador A.J. Pierzynski.
The White Sox, for years when I was there, never wanted to use the word rebuild. Now, the Cubs did it, and they won, I think, which is the biggest factor why the White Sox are able to do it, with their fans understanding a little bit more.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Damon Amendolara with your CBS Sports Minute. Jameis Winston is very clearly in the yield zone of his young career. It's not quite go, it's not quite stop. It's slow down and assess the situation. Proceed with caution. He's thrown for 4,000 yards his first two seasons. He won 9 games last year, but he's made some bad decisions. Looked immature in goading opponents into altercations. And it's another non-playoff season in Tampa with big expectation that's going to get a second head coach fired. Looks like Dirk Cutter's going to follow the lead of Lovie Smith, and the franchise will bet that the next coach can get more out of Jameis. It'll be the third head coach of Jameis' career. And if that one doesn't work out, we are officially in Jay Cutler zone for Jameis. Real talent, but just enough foibles to keep getting coaches fired. Jameis, stop licking your fingers. We need you to eat more W's. I'm D.A.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit Pajamagram.com.
Computer, execute 12.4p operation.
Optimizing algorithm. Running encryption packet alpha 99. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What? What is it, computer?
Is it hot in here? It feels hot in here. I feel a little clammy. I should lie down or something.
A computer with a virus? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to GEICO.
Those oysters Rockefeller were a mistake.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean. It's Just Lunch, the smart way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? What everyone wants but rarely gets. A great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest and most comfortable sheets. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you at BollandBranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. There's a reason our sheets have tons of five-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. We know you will too. That's why we let you sleep on them risk-free for a month. They arrive beautifully packaged in our signature gift box. Giving a thoughtful gift has never been easier. And right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off, plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code LINENS. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
I'm back. That little voice inside your head. Wouldn't it be great to get all your clients' gifts mailed out and save money? Well, right now, it's buy two, get one free on Office Depot Office Max branded mailing and shipping supplies. Plus 30% off all FedEx services, even international shipping. Just see an Office Depot Office Max associate for your 30% off coupon. A gift for them, a gift for you.
Taking care of business.
Offer ends 12/16, valid in store only. See coupon for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Now, the Bears aren't going to feel sorry for anyone.
No.
Because their whole year has been sort of injury-riddled. So it's good for a week to see them play good football, just to see them get a feel-good. It's just a much happier Sunday than it normally would be.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
I'm keeping this very simple when it comes to the Bears. If Mitch Trubisky is good, everything's fine.
I don't know if everything's fine.
If you have a quarterback, it's such a huge step.
Yeah, things are good.
Yeah, if he's better than good, then you're super excited. It was a palpable uptick for your most important player. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
You know, it was great to see the young players because that's kind of what makes you have some hope for the future. Mitch Trubisky's young. Jordan Howard is young. You know, Whitehair is still young. You know, Eddie Jackson is young. They got some good young players.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The Bears are not a shoe-in to beat anybody. I don't care about what injuries Cincinnati has.
I think you're right. They've proven that to us. Kudos to them for that ability to lose to absolutely anyone.
Wait, anyone think it's a lock that they beat the Browns on Christmas Eve?
No. Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
Scoreboard update.
And a pleasant good afternoon. It is just about 1:30, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Wolves return home Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is calendar night, presented by Rose Pest Solutions with a free post-game skate. And Family Sunday features a free Museum of Science and Industry kid ticket. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. After losing two straight games among Chicago's pro sport teams, they've got 20 straight games. The Bulls, Bears, and Hawks have now won 7 in a row, and the Bulls will try and up the number to 8 this evening over at the United Center as they play host to the Utah Jazz, a team they lost by 32 just last month. Meanwhile, Lauri Markkanen's back is feeling better, and he should be able to go this evening. As for the Hawks, their winning streak currently is 3, and their next game is tomorrow night up in Winnipeg. Today, the Hawks place defenseman Cody Franzen on IR and recalled Ville Poca from Rockford. Meanwhile, in baseball, down at the winter meetings, the Marlins fire sale continues as they dealt outfielder Marcell Ozuna to St. Louis for a package of prospects, and nothing yet today by either the Cubs or the White Sox, but the word is that the Cubs are talking to Cleveland regarding pitcher Danny Salazar. Catch the 670 The Score Craftsman Mobile Studio live. Head to 670thescore.com/events to see where we'll be this week. Sears, your first destination for Craftsman tools. And this scoreboard update brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The holiday season means sharing meals, memories, and unfortunately, germs. Be sure to have an Exergen Temporal Scanner handy to protect the whole family from the first sign of the flu, a fever. Exergen knows something to be thankful for this year is peace of mind when taking temperature. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Bernstein and Goff between now and 6. Roland Lazenby at 3. Anthony Herron at 3:20. In other news at 4. Hub is ours today at 5. He is yours tomorrow. We move things a little bit. We'll do It's On at 5:30. Surprises along the way as well as we broadcast from the Hyundai Studios. Come see how better drives us. 312-644-6767. That's the number here at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bernstein and Goff at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. We have texting and sexting. There's all sorts of festive holiday sexting coming in. Thank you for that. We'll take all we can get at 67011. You text and reply.
All you can get,
Message and data rates may apply. The text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Jason1Goff. That's that man I'm pointing
to
right here.
How you doing?
How's are
everybody
you?
Out there?
Hello.
Festivus for everyone.
I am at Dan_Bernstein. Instagram is at Bernstein Goff Show. The website is BernsteinandGoffShow.com. That's where you find podcasts and all that kind of thing. You can interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score
sure
page.
You can.
Already
there
they're out
to... Oh, well, of course, because, you know, we had a nuanced discussion about someone people are programmed to hate. So,
oh, you bring up, you know, automatically.
That guy, I hate him. I'm supposed to hate him, so I do, and I don't want to think about it because it makes my head hurt. My mom and my dad join, and they watch, and every once in a while, my mom's like, man, these people are really hard on you. I'm like, Mom, don't worry. They're soft tossing. It's all good.
Right.
It's hilarious.
Like
though.
You say, we're out a lot of Fridays.
Hey, man, one has ever pulled up. We'll be in Addison. Was it Friday?
Shoeless Joe's Ale House in Addison. On Friday, and you know what we're doing, but I should mention,
come on through to the spot.
I should mention 4 o'clock, we're doing holiday decorating disasters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we are.
Oh,
yeah, I said
so you gotten an ornament, you know, placed somewhere on
some
accident.
Of these stories, or you brought a tree and then a family of raccoons living in it. Next thing, there's an infestation.
All right.
Also, you're taking out an entire city grid worth of electricity.
Hey, we had a cat named Gypsy that my sister loved. She saw a bunch of kittens that were by the side of the house. She rescued one, let the other ones left
like
to die or whatever.
Burning rabbit.
Well, check it out though.
Members of Burning Rabbit.
Gypsy started munching on the pine needles on the Christmas tree. And Gypsy just started to have fits and attacks and later seizures because the pine needles were getting clogged inside Gypsy.
Past the NFL concussion protocol. No,
yeah. Gypsy throws the blue tent off of her. And
doctor like, hey, came out and said, fine.
All good. Yeah. Yep. So holiday decorating disasters, 4 o'clock yes. on Friday.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if your friends come out and say hello to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, come on through. Like, stop with the texting. Stop with the Facebooking. Come on out. Share your presence with me. Stop with the tweeting. Come on out. I'm one of the few people who you know where I work and where I'm at every single day. Come on out and share some of that holiday cheer.
We have a video feed at Facebook Live and at watch670thescore.com. It is brought to you by American Needle. Check out these hats right here. Look at these fabulous hats.
Yes, we have okay. Cubs hats and Sox hats.
Yes.
And Blackhawks hats.
Yes.
And Dad hats.
Hats for sale.
Yes, we got all kinds of hats.
The video feed's directed by Brian Gertsch.
I'm a lifelong Republican, and this is the first time in my entire life that I haven't voted for the Republican candidate. I have voted in Nick Saban instead.
True Alabama football fan. That was your choice, huh?
Yes, ma'am. And the reason why is, at first, I was going to vote for the other guy, but then I had a crisis in the voting booth and started thinking about what Richard Shelby had said and Condoleezza Rice. And so I just wrote in Nick Saban.
Wow. Roll Tide. That's great.
Roll damn Tide is right.
Tide machine.
Tide machine.
I think I turned it on right when everything hit the fan. And I was like, I know Dan is running around the living room pantsless right now.
No, I would just smiling.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
No, I was smiling at Charles Barkley. I was just loving watching and listening to Charles Barkley.
He was
hysterically funny last night.
Later. Do it later,
Charles Barkley, right. Truth teller. And I mean, there's just,
you wrote your column on Charles Barkley.
Apparently Drudge Report just picked it up.
Oh.
The numbers went ballooning, and I'm wondering, something just happened here. And it was, I guess Drudge had, he's got a link right at the very top of his page with a picture and everything. That's all cool.
Out here in these internet streets.
The producers are Nick Shepkowski.
Rich Roy, what's up, Rich?
First, I want to say thanks for a great 30 years. You're a true New York legend.
Thank you.
Yeah, just real quick, my wife actually recently left us, but I listen to your show. I have 3 young boys, and you know,
my
it's really brought the family closer together. Thank you. It's really brought the family closer together, and
what age are they?
Angel's 11, mm-hmm. Dan is 9, right. John's 5.
11, but, 9, and 5, okay. I'm from a 3-boy family, so do they listen in the car?
Yeah, whenever we're in the car together, it's actually funny. Whenever we listen to the car, I always turn on, I'm like, you know what, guys? Mike's your new mommy now.
Yeah, that's a little much. Joe and not to be taken seriously either. Somehow I have trouble taking that call very seriously.
Dude. What's going
Talk
on?
Talk about the long con there. I mean, the guy.
Yes, the setup.
Yeah.
The
he could barely keep it together. And then when Mike asked how old the boys were, he was like, he almost lost it. I'm glad he was able to pull it together there.
What the hell is going on with
Mike's
that show?
Your new mommy now. Like, mommy smells like beef and cheese.
Mommy always has a roll of quarters. Dude, what? Something's got to. We got to figure something out for him.
Mommy really likes the racing form.
We keep looking at our watch like, yeah, he's got another week left. This guy's got like 2 more years on his contract he's going to do. Watch. Mike Frances is not going anywhere.
The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
But my office was right across the hall from Jerry's, from the GM's office. And Jerry walked into my office in like the middle of October, and I'm doing my best Jerry Angelo impersonation here. And he goes, big dog, we got to get this guy. He's great. We almost lost out. Tennessee took Lindale White, that fat running back from USC, instead.
Greg was on one yesterday.
I was laughing on the way home thinking about Greg Gabriel.
Hysterical.
Like, I feel like we should just let Greg rock like once a week for no reason. Like, Greg, what do you think of the Bulls?
Oh, big dog, we got to get this guy.
Yeah.
Greg Gabriel's the truth.
That was awesome.
That was fun yesterday. Wendell
White, that fat running back from USC.
He put his foot in the fat part, too. Ooh, like, you could tell he was arguing that in the draft room. Like, oh, this guy's fat. And he's going to remain fat.
<You're right. laughs>
Don't
injury
draft this
risk.
Guy.
Knees are going to
draft Cedric Jones, though, the blind guy that I helped draft with the New York Giants. But
Wendell White, that fat running back.
Yeah, he put
he did.
Put his heel on that F, didn't he? Give me one more time, Teddy.
Wendell White, that fat running back from USC.
And he also did running back. He didn't give you the G in running there. Yeah. Fat running back. That's a bitch.
Guy, Greg Gabriel.
This segment brought to you by Dell. Get the right solution with Dell's small business advisors. Get up to $300 off select servers and business PCs with Intel Core processors until December 17th. Visit Dell.com/small business or call 877-BUY-DELL. We got to get to the Cubs because there's a lot going on. Multiple issues here. You got Joe Maddon saying, yeah, I'd use Kyle Schwarber at leadoff again if he accepts his walks. And I'm thinking, Maddon doesn't care. He does not care.
All right, I got to hear. We got tape, right?
There's also.
Because I got to hear the context. I got to hear the voice inflections.
Mike Montgomery, start me or trade me right effing now.
When I asked about it, everybody's like, oh, no, he's not going to be a starter. Go shut your mouth. I asked because I felt like he came here and someone told him, hey, do this for a little while. And then you could start.
You'll have your turn. Yeah. That's what I thought.
Everybody's treating me like I'm the baseball dunce. I read things. Kiss my ass.
Mike Montgomery, hey, I'm here to be a starter. You can move my ass out of town. All right. And if you listen closely to Joe Maddon yesterday talking about his new coaches, there's an implication that will draw a line between how he feels about the new pitching and hitting coach and possibly what the dynamic was with the previous guys. I don't know if he intended it, but it came through loud and clear. So we are going to get to that. Keep it here. You got the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Come see how better drives us.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? What everyone wants but rarely gets. A great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest and most comfortable sheets. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you at BollandBranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. There's a reason our sheets have tons of five-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. We know you will too. That's why we let you sleep on them risk-free for a month. They arrive beautifully packaged in our signature gift box. Giving a thoughtful gift has never been easier. And right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off, plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com. Promo code LINENS. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Holiday season is wine season, and it's not just all the fabulous wines you get to drink. It's also you're seeing all different sales out there, and you want to give a good bottle of wine as a gift. Well, you can take care of everything in the best way possible because of Cameron Hughes. And if you don't know about Cameron Hughes' business model, he is a négociant, and it's just sort of a fancy French word for a wine buyer who has relationships established with the best vineyards around all over the world. And more often than you'd think, these vineyards make too much wine for a given bottling and a given vintage. So they call him and say, hey, Cam, we've got extra. And he buys it up. And as part of the deal, he signs a non-disclosure agreement where he can give you that very same wine at a fraction of the original vineyard's price, but he puts his name on the bottle and just assigns a lot number to it. So there's a $50 Chardonnay you're drinking for $15. Literally triple-digit cabs, high-end, giant, awesome Cabernets in the $100 range that you drink for $25 or $35. So you're getting the best deal. It's luxury wine at affordable prices and often blind tested in the same competitions. And it is reviewed and given medals as Cameron Hughes wine. He guarantees all his wines. And you can't beat this deal right now.
free shipping on three or more bottles, and a free sommelier-grade corkscrew. This is a fantastic deal because the wines are already heavily discounted. Free shipping is a ridiculous savings. Wine is heavy and expensive to ship. So go to chwine.com and click around and look at the reviews and descriptions of all these different varietals, all these fabulous wines. There's a great selection of Cabernets right now. You can serve them, you can give them as a gift, but it's a great deal. You must type in my code. It's just my name, Dan. That's it. chwine.com. Use the code Dan. The holidays are here. Go to chwine.com, enter Dan, and start drinking better today.
How is Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights wrapping up 2017? By giving 0% financing for 60 months plus special incentives on all their most popular models. Get the gift of employee pricing for everyone on nearly all remaining 2017 Chevys. That's over $10,000 in savings on select new Chevy Silverados and much more. But you have to hurry. They're going fast. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights, the bright way to buy. Visit sunrisechevrolet.com and tell them Jason Goff sent you. Financing in lieu of rebates to qualified customers on select models. See dealer for details. Find new roads.
Wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, guess what? You can, and it's very easy. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, the warmth, the comfort, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling. An invitation for her to relax a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and surprise her with something she'll love all winter long. Plus, you don't even have to wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the score sent you.
Your call will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
We were just broken into and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround. Order now, and in a few days, be protected 24/7.
Go right now to simplisafe.com/best.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. Talk about dreamy. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel. You'll love the way they caress every curve. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to linger a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. You don't even have to wrap. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery guaranteed. Call 1-800-GIVE-PJs or click the banner to visit pajamagram.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Regarding the leadoff thing, I mean, and again, I know there was a lot of stuff written about that. It was only failed in the sense that Kyle had a tough time last year. He could have hit 1 through 9 and still had a tough time last year. Just it was not his year, although he rebounded really nicely. Schwarber absolutely could lead off if he's hitting like Schwarber and he's, you know, accepting his walks and he's got his 250 plus batting average and his on base is at least 100. His on base is going to be 100 points over his batting average. I really believe that again. So he's definitely I definitely would consider that once again, but I want to see who all the available candidates are first.
It's too early.
It didn't work.
The magician, it's too early for me to hear the monorail, dude. I'm just like, what's today's date? Today's what, the 13th of December?
Yes, yeah, December 13th, right. And he's already mixing, man, and matching and shucking and jiving.
Yeah, yeah. I believe you. I feel like you're going to set the right atmosphere. They're going to win 90 plus games again.
They're the favorite to win the division.
Get your spin at the wheel. Yeah. You don't have to sell me right now.
This segment brought to you by ADT. Home isn't just a place, it's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. Well, Madden wasn't done because he was talking about how excited he is about his new coaches. You know, they've got, is it Mark Butterfield, who's the new...
Boutros guy.
No, third base coach.
Mark Brandon, Butterfield.
Brandon Hyde is the new bench coach replacing Dave Martinez. Chili Davis.
Stop. Chili Davis.
I'm picturing Chili Davis.
Okay,
Willie
don't do it, though. Don't tell me not and then picture it so you go through it.
Keep going. Stop here.
No, stop. More stop. All right, so Chili Davis, Mark Butterfield, and Brandon Hyde.
Yeah, and he's repositioning
themselves.
He's just describing what he likes about these guys. And
you heard something else.
Maybe. So he listened between the words a little bit.
We've already, you know, when we sat down with Chili before we hired him, we had a really strong conversation. Chili and I go way back. Chili and I used to sit in the baseball room at Anaheim Stadium before it was redone when I was there as the bullpen coach, and I'd be rubbing up baseballs and Chili would come back with a cigar and sit with me. We'd talk hitting often. And even at that point, I thought this guy's going to be a very good hitting coach someday. My point, I think, is that he and I have really open conversations about hitting, and there's a lot of similarities. There's a lot, we overlap philosophically a lot. And even in that meeting that we had prior to hiring him, it really came out again in regards to the philosophical amenities there that we really agree with. So primarily it's about approach, you know, like approach runner in scoring position, approach situationally, approach two strikes, because I thought he was really good at that. And even then, he and I, like I said, would talk and there was so many, again, similarities regarding how to go about this. So I'm going to be very comfortable throwing out there what I want to throw out there to Chili. Chili is a very strong personality, and he has really strong belief system with all our coaches. But I know with him specifically now being new, and even with Hickey being new, the history that I have with both of these guys, it's easy. Just throw it out there. You know, you don't have to go through that tiptoe moment. Am I going to offend this guy? Is he going to take what I'm going to say the wrong way, which I absolutely hate? I love cross-pollination when it comes to coaching, meaning that coaches are not afraid to step outside of their own little department to add to the conversation because they know the guy they're talking to is not going to be offended because their self-confidence is strong enough. I think we have a real great group, very self-confident group that nobody's going to feel offended or threatened if somebody wants to try to help. So I try to do that with all my coaches, and I want the coaches to feel free to do that among each other.
I know what you're going to get at here.
It's right there for you. He went there once, and then he brings in Hickey, and then he circles back, and he brings in Butterfield.
So what you're thinking is he's talking about the guys who are no longer here.
Uh-huh. Really? He's talking about
he's not just accentuating the positives in terms of characteristics that these young men embody.
I hear that clearly, and there's always a question of am I inferring what is not being implied? But when he sounds...
When you hear the tone.
Okay, yeah. And multiple times. About how I don't have to worry about his sensitivity and feelings.
Tanny and I were just talking about that.
The way he said, I hate that.
Yeah.
He doesn't use that word often.
Hate.
Yeah. The way he said, I believe that was what he said. Strong. He said, and mm-hmm. I hate that.
Yeah. Tanny and I were just talking about how, you know, you don't have a lot of people who trust that if you get into it, everything's going to be all right. So you just got people who go with the flow, and that's how you end up failing because there's no, as he termed, cross pollination of ideas. Mm-hmm. So it's funny, Tanny and I were just talking about that yesterday, and he brings it up. See, I'm not tapped in to the goings on of the last couple of years with those guys. I mean, all he did was talk about, you know, wing eating contests and wearing weird suits and bringing in, you know, cheetahs and lizards into the clubhouse. So if there was any strife, it must have been late brewing.
Yeah,
where you know a little adversity showed itself, and all of a sudden guys got a little tight.
I'm not saying they're screaming matches and their husband and wife throwing dishes at each other.
But you raise your eyebrow one too many times. You're like, you know what? This might be something that we don't need to do anymore.
A little bit of tension over the course of 6 or 7 longer when you go to spring training. You're talking about a calendar year with everybody together in a tight space together, and you're in a flying aluminum tube together. A lot. eating a lot of meals together, and if you can't feel like the next day you show up at the ballpark and maybe a discussion got a little hot during a game or after a game, next day you show up, you're all good. It's all right. Go to work. Let's do the do what's in the best interest of winning a World Series.
But if it lingers.
Yeah, or can't have that.
Or if you have a few times where it's like, you know what, this is just like the last two times where this didn't go well for us. Like, yeah, that's why you got to let it out. That's why you got to let it out before that adversity hits.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're working from a clean slate of emotion.
I'm in a clean slate of emotion.
therapist talk from Bernstein and Golf.
Segment brought to you by Spot Hero. Finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code CITY for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. And the Montgomery stuff, especially hearing from Jed Hoyer, who was pretty honest about his response. And it's the kind of thing where, based on track record, I know that generally... We saw it with Miguel Montero. They did not wait around when it came to some of the dissatisfaction there. And when initially it gets tamped down, and then they're like, yeah, you can go. Thanks for
sometimes,
everything.
Yeah.
But this is different. They're not just going to certainly, they believe Mike Montgomery obviously has value to them. He's relatively significant. But you had spots open up on this staff. And he didn't
get either one.
He didn't inherit either one. Mm-hmm. So at some point,
and he's seen guys get cashed out before too, and Jason Hamill when they started to grumble a little bit. So before you get into the season where you're going to grumble, you say, "Hey, what's really happening here? I don't want to end up like Fredo over there in Kansas City,
or Brother Fredo, You know what I mean? Either." That's Jason Goff. I'm Dan Bernstein. We're going to talk about this. You'll hear that Jed Hoyer sound in just a bit. A lot we have to get to today on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
The Score Chicago baseball insider Bruce Levine is live from MLB's winter meetings to bring you the latest on the Cubs and the Sox. Whatever moves are made, count on Bruce to break in with all the details on Sports Radio 670, The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
At Auto Barn, sitting around trying to figure out the perfect gift. You're going to get this gift, and you're going to get one for yourself because you're going to realize what it is. And as you're giving it to a friend or acquaintance, a coworker, you're going to say, wait a sec, I should have one of these. Well, the good news is you can get multiple family gift packs from Omaha Steaks, and it's just filled with all kinds of good food. I've got one, and it's going to take me forever to eat my way through it. So you should enjoy it, too. It's only $49.99. That's it for the entire family gift pack. You go to omahasteaks.com. You enter Dan B in the search bar. You get 75% off this massive package of fabulous things from Omaha Steaks. So you think, all right, well, $49.99, it better be a lot of food. Well, how's this? Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasas, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and four additional kielbasas free. Every single bit of that is $49.99. But to get it, you got to go to omahasteaks.com, enter Dan B in the search bar, and then you get that 75% savings for the gift guaranteed to be a hit.
There comes a time in many men's lives in which the thought of having another child...
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
What's the perfect gift this holiday season? What everyone wants but rarely gets, a great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest and most comfortable sheets. By cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you at BollAndBranch.com, our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. There's a reason our sheets have tons of five-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. We know you will, too. That's why we let you sleep on them risk-free for a month. They arrive beautifully packaged in our signature gift box. Giving a thoughtful gift has never been easier. And right now, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code LINENS. That's $50 off, plus free shipping at BollAndBranch.com. Promo code LINENS, BollAndBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code LINENS.
Nothing cures the wintertime blues quite like the dream of hitting the Powerball jackpot. And now that jackpot is more than $200 million. Get over to IllinoisLottery.com to see how big your dreams can get. Powerball tickets can be purchased at a retailer, online, or through the Illinois Lottery app. The jackpot keeps growing, so play today. And remember, luck is everywhere. Play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming.